What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Sure, Dwayne Simpkins here, the American University Eagles winning the Patriot League. We talked about this on Happen Show earlier this year, and now he's back to talk to us about his team. Coach Simpkins, good to talk to you again. How you doing this morning up in Northwest D.C.?
I'm doing well, man, doing well. Just running around a little bit. You see, I'm in the car, so I'm not in my office just yet, but, hey, we got to make it work, man. It's a busy time of year, but it's great.
Yes, sir. Coach Maskius, man, how does it feel to fulfill your vision for this program, get into the big dance in year two?
Oh, man, it's exciting, man. I can't put it into words, man. Just it's a lot coming all at one time. It's a busy time, but it's a great busy. But it's just, you know, it's a testament, man, to, you know, hard work and stick-to-itiveness and fighting through adversity, man, and having the right people around you. You know, our administration has been awesome. You know, we got a great group of, you know, kids on our team, man, and their families and our staff and then our staff families, man. Like, this is truly, you know, all hands on deck, man. In order to get to this point, you need a lot of people rowing the boat in the same direction.
No doubt, Coach. And we'll ask you about this piece of it, too. The sacrifices of the managers, the strength coach, all the compliance folks, all the support staff, people that people don't really see or talk about that helps pour into this team to help you get to this point, because all these people play an integral role in getting where you want to and give a sacrifice for themselves to help you all be great on the floor and play well every night.
Yeah, man, you can't put it into words, all of the work and coordination that has to be done. Like you say, from our support staff, you know, from our sports information director, you know, getting interviews set up, making sure that, you know, with our academics, our academic coordinators, making sure that our guys have, you know, when they do miss class. Getting those classes made up properly, any quizzes, any proctored exams, all those things are still really important. Strength and conditioning, you know, we're still lifting during the season. It's tighter. It's not as long, but we got to get it in. And then our sports performance people, man, making sure that, you know, any nicks and bruises that our guys have trying to make sure that they're maintaining, their rehab schedule, prehab, anything before practice and after practice, like all of that stuff, man, is really important.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, man, just seeing your guys' joy on the court, knowing all the work they put in this thing this season, man, they come out and get to do it at your home arena, Bend Arena. I don't have to make you feel good seeing all the joy in that building, getting that job done against a tough Navy team.
Yeah, man. Our fans have been fantastic, man, all year round. It started off a little slow, like any place, until you really get going and get winning. But I think there just became a steady flow of excitement. And once people realized that we did have a good team, we were competitive, we were fun to watch, more and more people started to come out. And it wasn't just the immediate AU community. It was the people, all around the DMV area, from Virginia to DC to Maryland. And obviously it doesn't hurt that, me being from the area, I got a full big contingent of family and friends follow me as well. But man, they just had so many people coming out to make Bender Arena a really tough place to play, where we only lost two games this year.
No doubt. And Coach, it was great for your team to show that resolve, because Navy got you all twice this year already. So your team's already locked in to play these guys. So talk about that motivation of saying to yourself as a team, not today, not out again, and we're going to do this the right way this time, get this job done, because they got you twice this past year. You want to get advanced and win that Patriot League title there.
Yeah. Every year, man, if you're part of a team, there's always certain – certain things that happen, and whether it be a loss to a specific team or post game snub of players or whatever the case may be, but you kind of wrap down. And, that was the case between Navy. We lost to them twice. Like you said, our very first Patriot League game was against Navy, and they beat us. They beat us good, by 23 points, man. And we, in reflecting on that game, after, we realized, like, as a team, we did not have the humility and respect for the competition that we needed. Coming off of a non-conference schedule where we played some really tough teams, Carolina, we go to St. Joe's and play them tough. We go to UVA and lose by 4 points. High Point, who's now a tournament team, we go there and play them tough in two-possession game. And I think subconsciously our players felt that, oh, we're going to Patriot League play now. It's going to be easier than what we had in the non-conference. But no, it gets ratcheted up. It doesn't matter that now you're not playing against players in the Dean Dome. It doesn't matter. They got a lot of pride, and conference play, no matter what level you're at, is the hardest time of year. So, we learned from that. And I think that helped us with our approach to not just games, but practices, and treating them like just one day at a time, getting 1% better. And then the second time we lost to them, quite honestly, man, we missed shots. We were 7 for 31 from three. Matt Rogers, our most productive player, fouled out, only played 22 minutes. I thought he had a couple tough calls. Greg Jones, who's our best defensive player, all defensive team player, he played 23 minutes. He fouled out, so we thought that there were some factors in that second game that, hey, if we play with more discipline and those guys stay out of foul trouble and we know we're going to make some shots, we'll be just fine. And that's exactly what happened.
No doubt. Coach Simpkins, you took down the four-time defending champions, Colgate, at your place. No, obviously, they beat the champions, they're still champions. And you all beat them at your place. Matt, we know he does a hell of a job with that Colgate. But how did it feel on this run to be able to beat the defending champion, Colgate, on this run to his championship at your place?
I thought it was only fitting, man, if we were truly going to be, deeming ourselves as a champion of this league, we had to go through Colgate. No matter if they were, they were in third place at the time. Normally they're dominating the league in their first place, but it didn't matter. Like, until somebody did dethrone them, they're the best team. That's the way it should be. I mean, they won five of the last six Patriot League championships. And for us to be matched up with them on the national TV stage, the last regular season game, go up there and beat them by 10 and have to turn around the next week and play them again and play them at home this time and beat them. I thought that gave our guys a lot of confidence.
No doubt. And also in the first game with Lafayette, it was a game of runs. Your team withstood their runs. You all responded. every get on a run, you responded, but in the end, you all held it together and closed it out the right way and won by 2 points. So talk about that giving you that jump off point in the tournament, hey, to get your feet with it, hey, we're in this thing now, and how it kind of springboards you through Colgate and through Navy to win the championship.
Yeah. The Lafayette game, man, was important for us because, you know, we played them twice in the regular season and both games were really close. I mean, we had to fight back in one game to come back and win and hold on for the other one. So it was good that we didn't have like a blowout or anything like that. It was like, hey, it's going to prepare us for what the rest of this tournament is going to look like. You know, it's going to be a 1 or 2 possession game. And, you know, with the exception of the Navy game, that's pretty much what it was throughout, man. So that was great preparation for us for the tournament.
And kind of mentioned Matt Rogers, coach. He was a tournament MVP, man. And talk about what he just meant to your program and how just him on a big stage on CBS Sports Network showing what he can do and what Lafayette, what you guys, Lafayette, Colgate, and Navy, what he's all about as an individual and so it showed through that TV screen as we watch you all play.
Man, I was really happy for Matt. You know, Matt's been a very productive player for us for the past 2 years. He's the matchup problem, you know, being able to stretch the court at 6'9", shooting 45-46% from three. And he makes our team much more dynamic, makes me a better coach for sure. But I really credit his teammates, and he'd be the first one to do it as well. You know, they get him the ball where he's supposed to get it at the proper times. And, you know, he's such a talented player, man. I was really fortunate to be able to retain him last year. He had some interest from some Power 4, Power 5 schools. And we had to sit him down and pretty much tell him, like, hey, man, like, you can do that and get a couple of dollars for it. But that would be very short term thinking. You know, I wanted him to think long term and, you know, say, hey, when you do play professionally, he's going to play professionally in Europe. And my goal for him was to put himself in the best position where his first contract was going to be a very good starting point. And I said, your starting point will be different. You go to the ACC or something like that. Like, yeah, you may play there, but you won't have the type of resume that you would have by staying here for another year, put your numbers up, possibly take us to the NCAA tournament. That's going to bode so much better. That's going to more than make up for the fact that you might have got 40 or 50 grand this year. You're going to make that back in your first contract. And that's where he is now.
Coach, it's so funny you say that. That's why I tell young men now who called me about counsel or thinking about leaving their schools. Now I say, hey, look, European agents and teams look at your stats. And being the 8th or 9th guy at a Power 4 school, your stats looking like the numbers going down. And it's going to cost you money. You may make money in the short term, immediate gratification, but in the long run, it's going to backfire on you. So it's funny you say that about Matt. I had that talk with 4 or 5 players already this week.
Yeah, I've played in Europe, man, a number of years and everything, and they're not going to go back. And I told Matt, I said, they're not going to go back and look at your last year at AU and say you're going to gauge things off of that, and they're going to dismiss your last year playing at said school in the ACC. You know, they're going to look at what did you do most recently. And I said, you don't want to put yourself in that position. And, you know, thank God he listened to us.
No doubt, Coach. Also, on the all-tournament team here is Colin Smalls and your best defender, Greg Jones. And I know we mentioned Greg defensively. Coach, he can really move his feet, man. He has great feet out there, activity out there defensively, and Colin Smalls as well. About those two young men more in depth for those who aren't familiar with those two young men, Coach.
Yeah, Greg Jones is a sophomore. You know, last year I recruited Greg when I was at George Mason, and I felt like he wasn't what we needed. He wasn't going to make the impact right away that I thought we needed at that point in time. But I remember telling Kip English, our coach at the time, I said, hey, man, in 2 years' time, if he were to go to whatever school, I said, we got to keep an eye on him if he does transfer, because in a couple of years with added strength, experience, and some added skill with his ball handling, I said, man, he can be at this level. And Greg has worked his tail off, man. Great kid, coachable. He's always had great defensive instincts. He's always been a winner. His Hayfield High School team, him in Northern Virginia, went to 2 straight state championships and won them. And he was an integral part of both of those teams. And his freshman year, man, quite honestly, he was not healthy. He had a severe back issue that he was dealing with from his senior year in high school. In a perfect world, if we were whole at the time, he probably would have redshirted. But he gutted it out. But he was not the player that he is right now. He can move now and finish at the rim or what have you. I honestly think he got snubbed as well. I thought he should have been a third team All Patriot League player at least. I thought Matt Rogers should have been player of the year. But I think, you know, Greg's future, man, is really, really bright. And Colin Smalls, I'm so happy for him, man. A fifth-year senior who's battled injuries throughout his career here at American. Had some injuries this year and had to miss some games. And he's a much better shooter than what his percentages say right now. And we've been waiting for him to make a couple shots and give some extra offensive punch to us. And he did it these last three games, man. He hit some timely threes, got us into some rhythm, got us, especially playing at home, getting us some momentum. And he's one of the best on-ball defenders in the league as well.
No doubt, Coach. I see you all for two awards, the Ben Jolub Award and Skip Prosser Man of Year Award. So I know you're not making it about yourself, but it's really about the staff around you who helps you put you in that position. But how cool is it to be recognized for what you are doing at American, be on the list for Skip Prosser and Ben Jolub?
It's awesome, man. It's awesome. But you know, like you say, head coach is only as good as his staff. And I've got a tremendous staff, man. Jack Emanuel, who I've known for quite some time, is our defensive coordinator. You know, our defense has won us a championship. And Jackie has, like, crushed it. Like, our defense has been really, really good, man. And Jack's pushing our guys, putting them in the proper spaces has been great. Nate Bollinger, who's on my staff, who I've known for a few years now, is my offensive coordinator, you know, making adjustments within the game, making certain adjustments going into a second or third time playing a team. Can't say enough about what Nate has done. And then Ike Tate, who's a DeMatha guy as well, who's a younger guy, man, he has done tremendous work with our guys in his skill development day in and day out, in addition to recruiting and everything. So, man, I can go on all the way down to my sports and performance people. Like, I've got a tremendous staff, man, that's helped put me in this position to get this type of recognition.
And Coach, this last one I got for Coach Simpkins is this, man. You know, you got some few days off here, but you don't really know who you're going to play. So how do you kind of approach this, these few days here of trying to stay sharp while also keeping guys healthy and kind of getting ready to when you find out Sunday who you're going to play and ramp up then knowing where you're going to go and kind of getting into full prep mode?
Yeah, right now, man, we just make it about ourselves. You know, we're giving our guys 2 days off. They were off yesterday, off today. You know, tomorrow we'll get back in the gym and slowly ramp up. We won't go super long. We'll go about an hour 30, hour 35. It's going to be ugly because we've been off for 2 days. Guys have been getting some shots up and stuff like that, but it's going to be a little ugly. And the idea that we take the next step the next day on Sunday and have a more crisp practice, won't be long again. And, you know, Sunday evening, we'll find out who we're going to play against. And then we'll have a specific scout and we'll curtail our practice for the following day around who we're going to play.
No doubt, Coach. I'll be looking for you in that bracket, man. I'm hoping we're talking again in a week or so. We're going to sweet 16, Coach. Hopefully you're doing that, man.
let's speak it into fruition. I love it.
Yes, we did it once. We did it once. I'm going to do it again, Coach. All right,
awesome. Coach. All right, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Brother, it's fun to talk to you again, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Much love, man.
See you soon, brother.
All right, now.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.